I'd like to also recognize Senator James Mullen, who has joined us in the virtual stream. Next, please, I would like to forward Mr. Miguel Pagani, General Manager of the Long Water Works Authority, and to give the opening remarks.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this special meeting of administration of the oath of office for the Consolidated Commission on Utilities. This commission will provide organizational governance for the Guam Power Authority and the Guam Water Works Authority for the next 2 years, as it has done since its inception. This will be the 10th commission providing such governance, and as many of you know all too well, governance of any organization carries with it many challenges, not the least of which is managing management. John and I don't usually compare notes or discuss which of us is more of a challenge when it comes to our five bosses, but I feel like I spend much more time in the principal's office, so I'm going to say it's me. But besides that challenge, I can attest there are many more. And from my perspective, being here for 5 years as GWA's general manager, being on the CCU is not an easy job. I've seen firsthand that the incoming and current members of this commission are fully engaged in the challenges that face our utilities to achieve regulatory compliance, to fund, plan, and execute system renewals and rehabilitation, to bring our business processes and systems into the rapidly evolving and increasingly complex digital age, and to find solutions to the less technical but more fundamental resource problem of attracting and retaining qualified and talented personnel. Some of these challenges are experienced by many organizations, and in any other time or circumstance, these alone would be daunting. In the face of the current global pandemic, the challenges are even more so. Utility services in this public health emergency are as critically important as ever. Yet governments and utilities that provide these services across the nation are facing unprecedented revenue shortfalls. Critical operations must continue despite COVID-19 impacts to staffing. Capital projects must continue despite COVID-19 impacts to available funding. The mission and objectives of our utilities have not changed, but the rules of engagement with this terrible virus continue to shift and evolve. And while it may seem that this talk of challenges and difficult times is somber, I do not mention them to add apprehension or cast a pall over these proceedings, but rather to paint the background against which to highlight the past progress that the CCU has helped us to achieve, and to acknowledge with hope and optimism the public service about to be undertaken by these incoming commissioners for the betterment of our community. Under the leadership of the CCU, GWA is one item away from completing the 2011 court order. We spent hundreds of millions of dollars in new infrastructure investments, and we're in the process of executing our third five-year capital improvement program. GPA is one of the leading utilities in the region for utility scale renewable energy, and will soon have a new, modern, flexible, and efficient generation plant, adding resiliency and sustainability to our power system. There's been significant progress today, yet a lot of work remains to be done, and we know it cannot be done without the full and unwavering commitment of these commissioners. With that in mind, Mr. Benedetti and I express our appreciation to the commissioners and commissioners-elect for undertaking this important public service, for the courage and willingness to do it in these extremely challenging times, and for the past and continued cooperation and collaboration with the many stakeholders in our island utilities, including our governor and lieutenant governor, our legislative oversight committees, our One Guam partners at NAFAC and George Region Marianas, our technical and scientific advisors at WERI and UOG, and yes, even our zealous regulators at Guam EPA and the Public Utilities Commission. Your action and your leadership are essential to our progress and our success. Commissioners-elect Duenas and Guthertz, on behalf of the management staff of GPA and GWA, we express our congratulations to you. And to all of the commissioners, the women and men of GPA and GWA look forward to rolling up our sleeves and continuing the important work of improving our island utilities for the people of Guam. My thanks to everyone for your attention and for participating today in the initial proceedings of the 10th Consolidated Commission on Utilities. Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Miguel. Thank you very much. I'd also like to recognize our viewing public and also our ratepayers, of course, for joining us today. And at this time, I would like to invite the Honorable F. Philip Carvalho, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of Guam, here to the podium to lead today's proceeding by calling the meeting to order.
Thank you, John. Buenas today. Please introduce this. For this meeting, I will be called to order as your initial presiding officer. I want to thank you before we proceed with the administering the oath, with thanking the commissioners for inviting me back to swear in the newly elected officers. I think it's been 7 years since the last time, and the route that I remember administering the oath was a little more modest than where we find ourselves today, but congratulations. It's a beautiful building. So at this time, I will call the meeting to order as your initial presiding officer. And I would like first to certify the presence of when I call your name, as you please stand and be recognized. I will start with Commissioner Michael A. Lentiato, Mr. Lentiato, Commissioner Simon A. Sanchez, Mr. Sanchez, and Commissioner Francis Santos. And so you remain seated, and so thank you, and we will proceed then with the newly re-elected commissioners to the commission. We will start with Mr. Joseph T. Duenas. Mr. Duenas, if you stand up, and Ms. Judith P. Guthertz. Your certificates have been presented to the chair. I have found all the certificates to be in order, certificates of election, and we can proceed with the ceremonial part of this meeting and administering the oath of office. And so I would like to ask the two of you to raise your right hand and repeat after me. I solemnly swear that I will well and faithfully support the Constitution of the United States.
Support the Constitution of the United States.
The laws of the United States.
And the laws of the United States.
And the laws of Guam.
And the laws of Guam.
And that I will conscientiously.
And that I will conscientiously.
And impartially.
And impartially.
Discharge my duties.
Discharge my duties.
As a commissioner.
As a commissioner.
Of the 10th Consolidated Commission on Utilities.
Of the 10th Consolidated Commission on Utilities.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so now you may be seated. We will proceed with the first business on the agenda. And at this time, I will call for nominations on the floor for the position of chairman of the 10th Consolidated Commission on Utilities. Mr. Sanchez, you are recognized. Oh, I'm sorry, I thought you raised your hand.
Just yes. Following my vice chairman.
He's class of 74. I defer to class of 74.
Mr. Sanchez, you are recognized.
Thank you, Your Honor. Your Honor, I would like to nominate Joseph T. Duenas to be the chairman of the Consolidated Commission on Utilities.
Okay, so Mr. Joseph Duenas has been nominated to be the chairman. Do you accept, Mr.
I accept.
And is there any other nominations, Mr.
No. I second the nomination, Chief Justice.
Okay, is there a motion to close the nomination?
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, it's been moved. Any objection to closing the nomination? There being none, nominations are closed. On the main question, on the election of the chairman of the 10th Consolidated Commission on Utilities, Mr. Joseph T. Duenas has been nominated. All those in favor, please raise your hand. Okay. Mr. Duenas, you've been unanimously re-elected as chairman of the commission. I congratulate you, and I ask you to please come forward and preside over the remaining part of this meeting. Thank you.
Thank you very much, my fellow commissioners, for the honor of being re-elected by me to serve as your chairman for another 2 years. We now will move on to the office of the vice chairman. So I open the floor for nomination for vice chairman, Commissioner Guthrie.
Mr. Chairman, it's my honor to nominate Commissioner Francis Santos to the position of vice chair of the CC.
Thank you. Are there any other nominations? Is there a motion to close the nominations?
So moved, Mr. Chairman. Move to close the nomination.
As there are no other, the nomination for CC Vice Chairman is now closed. Of the nomination, all in favor of the nomination, please say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion is unanimous. Thank you very much. We move on to the nomination for the Secretary of the CCU, Commissioner Guthrie.
Mr. Chairman, it's my honor to nominate Mr. Michael Munchaco as our Secretary for the CCU.
Thank you very much, Mr. Michael Munchaco. Do you accept the nomination?
I accept the nomination.
Okay. Are there any further nominations? If not, is there a move to...
So move to close the nomination, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much. The nomination for Secretary is hereby closed. All those in favor of the nomination of Commissioner Michael Munchaco to serve as the CCU Secretary, please signify by saying aye.
And aye.
Aye.
Okay. Mr. Michael Munchaco is hereby elected as CCU Secretary. We move on to our agenda. We have standing rules that are in effect that we have approved and adopted previously. Is there a wish from the body to make any changes or to re-adopt the standing rules, or what's the pleasure of the commissioners? Commissioner Guthrie.
Mr. Chairman, I move to adopt the CCU standing rules as approved on June 23rd, 2020 as our standing rules for the CCU.
To re-adopt.
Okay. Yes, re-adopt.
Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Second. Further discussion? None? All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimous. Based on our CCU rules, we have several standing committees, and we are electing chairman for the different standing committees. I now open the floor for the nomination for the chairman for the CCU Finance and Budget Committee. Oh. Commissioner Santos.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to nominate Vice Chairman Francis Santos to be the head of the CCU
Finance Committee.
Mm-hmm.
Commissioner Francis Santos, do you accept the nomination?
I do, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
Second.
Is there a motion to close the nomination?
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Okay. I move that the nomination is hereby closed. All those in favor of Commissioner Francis Santos to be the chairman of the Finance and Budget Committee signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimous. We now have the chairperson for the committee of audit committee. Is there a nomination from the floor? Commissioner Francis Santos, you're recognized.
On the audit committee, Mr. Chair, I nominate Commissioner Judith Guthert.
Commissioner Guthrie, do you accept the nomination?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, are there any further nominations? Move to close the nomination?
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, the motion to close the nominations has been done. All the nominations are hereby closed. All those in favor of Commissioner Judith Guthrie to be the chairperson of the CCU Audit Committee signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Unanimous. We now move to the chairperson for the CCU Cybersecurity Committee. Is there a nomination? Commissioner Guthrie.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to nominate Michael Munchaco as chair of the Cybersecurity Committee of the CCU.
Commissioner Munchaco, do you accept the nomination?
Nomination, Mr. Chair.
Okay, are there any other nominations?
Move to close the nominations, Mr. Chair.
The nominations are hereby closed. All those in favor of Commissioner Michael Machapa to be the chairperson of the Cybersecurity Committee, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimous. I now offer the floor for the commission, for the chairperson of the commission, CCU Commission, CCU Communications Committee. Commissioner Guthrie.
Mr. Chairman, it's my honor to nominate Simon Sanchez as chair of the CCU Communications Committee.
Commissioner Sanchez, you accept the nomination?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Is there any further nominations? If there's no further nominations, is there a move to close the nomination?
Close my
mouth. That's fine.
Don't you guys.
All those in favor of Commissioner Sanchez serving as chairperson for CCU Communications Committee, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimous. Jeff?
Chair, you got the rules.
Rules committee.
Rules committee.
Okay. Yes, we'll
share the rules.
I got it. I'll do it.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Commissioner Francis Thomas.
It's my honor to nominate and recommend Commissioner Mike Linchaco to be the Rules Chair.
Second.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right.
Second, Commissioner Linchaco, do you accept the nomination?
I accept the nomination.
Okay. Move to close
second.
The nomination.
Okay.
Move to close the nomination.
Okay. All those in favor, since the nomination is not closed, all those in favor of Commissioner Michael Linchaco to serve as the chairman or chairperson for the Rules Committee, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimous. I have been instructed to remind us that we need to sign the certificate or the certificate of
election
of office this very minute. So are we going to do that now before we adjourn the meeting?
Yes, we can do it afterwards. I've already signed it.
Okay. So, there's sorry. Any other business before
what's
the commission?
The select committee. What's the select committee?
I thought all oh, no. That was just in case.
I think we should sign it now.
Yeah. So, if there's no other business before the commission,
move
to adjourn. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. This meeting of CCU's inauguration and swearing ceremony is hereby.
I thought we were going to be all on that committee and then we just decide what the subject is and we move on. And that, yeah. It's not a, I don't want it to be a standing committee.
Yeah, no, I'm going to do that.
So we have a subject and we just vote on it.
Yeah,
right?
Which is great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, guys, let's get to work.
So is it work session? Is it next work session?
Yeah.
Sir, we're going to take a quick
break. And then I have a regular meeting.
Guys, I'm just going to ask John D. and all right to start timing on the return to work. Okay, of course, get public health involved.
Wait, well, it's
right. Okay, well, here's the law. This is.
Yeah, it's time. The kids can go to school.
But you mean testing? You won't get vaccinated.
No. We're wondering how many are actually
vaccinated. I don't know.
A lot of people.
Right. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
But to make it kind of a formal thing.
Yeah. And you need it to be adopted by public health. Yeah. Right? Public health, so we know that.
That's always public health.
Right. I mean, we're going to hear tomorrow. We're going to be in charge of this. Does that mean it carries on?
Yeah. They have to organize that.
Yeah.
Which is a scary thing.
Even up to this morning, I thought you said healthcare workers. Oh, no, can you?
All sit in it. And then we'll have.
So my bottom line answer is always, yeah, let's send this in.
Yeah. Unfrozen, please.
Yeah, unfrozen too.
But I guess we're going to deputize more clinics.
Yeah, and you know, I was telling you, you better warn your friends, right? But don't expect, you know, I mean, come on. You know, the expectation is. How'd you feel? You okay?
No, they don't.
Everybody's good. Then I ran into John Lee today.